You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 451, covering week 5, January 26th to February 1st, 2026. Release 0.6.0.0 of the S6-RC Service Manager is now available, managing the launch of initialization scripts and services. It supports dependency tree tracking and automatic service startup or shutdown to achieve a specified state. The S6-RC Toolkit can be used both in initialization systems and to launch arbitrary services based on events reflecting system state changes. The system supports initialization scripts compatible with SVInit and can import dependency information from sysv-RC. C or OpenRC. The code is written in C and distributed under the ISC license. The S6-RC Service Manager includes a set of utilities for starting and stopping daemons or immediately terminating initialization scripts. It ensures parallel startup of non-intersecting services and guarantees a consistent script execution sequence across different startups. All state changes are handled with dependencies in mind. For example, when a service starts, its required dependencies are automatically started, and when it stops, dependent services are also stopped. Unlike other service managers, S6-RC supports proactive dependency graph construction for the existing set of devices, allowing resource-intensive dependency analysis to be performed separately rather than during boot or state changes. Furthermore, the system is not monolithic and is divided into a series of separate and replaceable modules, each of which, in accordance with the Unix philosophy, performs a specific task. The S6-RC project adheres to a minimalist philosophy and consumes negligible resources. S6-RC uses the concept of bundles, allowing services to be grouped according to arbitrary criteria and tasks. A compiled dependency database is used, created by the S6-RC-compile utility, based on the contents of directories containing service start/stop files. The S6-RC-db and S6-RC-update utilities are provided for parsing and manipulating the database. RapidRAW 1.4.9, positioned as a lightweight alternative to Adobe Lightroom, has been released. The application is designed for quickly sorting large batches of images and non-destructive editing. The project's code is written in Rust and TypeScript using the Tori framework, and the interface is built on React. The source code is distributed under the AGPL v3 license. Builds are available for Linux, Flatpak App Image, Deb and RPM, Windows, and macOS. Transmission 4.1.0 has been released. It's a relatively lightweight BitTorrent client that supports a variety of user interfaces, GTK, Qt, native Mac, web interface, daemon, and CLI. The code is written in C++ and distributed on the GPL v2 and GPL v3 licenses. The XFCE desktop environment team announced the start of development of a new composite server, XFWL4, using the Wayland protocol. XFWL4 will be developed from scratch in Rust using the SmithA library. The project is in the early stages of development, with the first test release expected in mid-2026. XFWL4 is licensed under the GPL v3 license. The reason cited for creating the new composite server was the unsuccessful attempt to implement simultaneous support for X11 and Wayland in the existing XFWM4 window manager codebase, which was originally designed with tight integration of the X11 protocol in mind, making it difficult to separate the general window management logic from the X11 specifics. Godot 4.6, a free game engine suitable for creating 2D and 3D games, has been released. The engine supports an easy-to-learn game logic language, a graphical game design environment, a one-click game deployment system, animation and physics simulation capabilities, a built-in debugger, and a performance bottleneck detection system. The code for the game engine, game design environment, and associated development tools is distributed under the MIT license. The code was open-sourced in 2014 by ZeroCam Studio, following 10 years of development of a professional-grade product used to create and publish numerous games for PC, game consoles, and mobile devices. The engine supports Linux, Windows, macOS, Wii, Nintendo 3DS, PlayStation 3, PS Vita, Android, iOS, and BBX, as well as web game development. Ready-to-run binaries are available in Linux, Android, Windows, and macOS. With Godot 4.6, it also means that the RIDO project, a fork of Godot created in response to the Godot policy of enforcing gender politics in their product, has a new release. RIDO's founders intended to build an inclusive community where developers' personal beliefs are accepted, politicization of the development process is discouraged, and the focus is solely on game creation. The LTS version for RIDO 26.1 was published, bringing many improvements from Godot 4.6. The Open Invention Network has announced OIN 2.0, expanding the list of packages covered by a nonpartisan agreement to allow the free use of certain patented technologies. The list of distribution components falling under the definition of a Linux system covered by the OIN 2.0 agreement between the participants has been expanded by 561 packages. A list of the new packages is found at the link in the show notes, including many libraries in Go, Python, and Rust. The Linux system definition now covers 5,181 packages for OIN 2.0 and 4,530 packages for the previous OIN initiative. Notable open source projects covered by the patent agreement include the Linux kernel, the AGL platform, Android KVM, Git, Nginx, CMake, PHP, Python, Ruby, Go, QEMU, Kubernetes, KVM, Lua, LLVM, OpenJDK, WebKit, KDE, GNOME, QEMU, Firefox, LibreOffice, OpenStack, Qt, Systemd, X.org, Wayland, PostgreSQL, and MySQL. GStreamer 1.28 is now available. It's a cross-platform set of components for creating a wide range of multimedia applications, from media players and audio/video file converters to VoIP applications and streaming systems. GStreamer is licensed under the LGPLv 2.1 license. Updates are being developed separately for the GST-plugins-base, GST-plugins-good, GST-plugins-bad, and GST-plugins-ugly plugins, as well as the GST-libav framework and the GST-RTSP-server streaming server. The new release is backwards compatible with the 1.0 branch at the API and ABI level. Binary builds will soon be available for Android, iOS, macOS, and Windows. On Linux, it is recommended to use the packages from your distribution. Oracle has released a patch for its VirtualBox 7.2.6 virtualization system, which addresses 14 vulnerabilities. The details have not yet been disclosed. 5 of the vulnerabilities are rated as severe, 8.2 out of 10, and one can be exploited remotely. In addition to the vulnerabilities, the new version introduces 35 changes, listed at the second link in the show notes. A bug report about a test build of the aluminum operating system running on HP Elite Dragonfly 13.5 Chromebook was accidentally made public in Google's bug tracking system. Attached to the report were two screencasts that provide insight into the graphical interface of the aluminum OS, which Google is developing for laptops, mini PCs, and tablets as part of its plan to merge the Android and Chrome OS platforms. Aluminum builds on the Android platform's foundations, and its interface is close to the desktop mode being developed in Android 16 for large screens, allowing users to work simultaneously with multiple app windows, similar to a traditional desktop environment. The interface shown in the screencast features a Chrome OS-style bottom app bar, a top bar with indicators, and side-by-side Chrome browser windows. The top bar displays the time and indicators for battery charge, keyboard layout, Wi-Fi, unread notifications, and the Gemini AI service. Linus Torvalds has committed a change to the Linux kernel that outlines the community's actions if something happens to him and his trusted collaborators, and they are unable to commit changes to the primary torvalds/linux.git repository. The plan was prepared by Dan Williams of Intel, who maintains 9 subsystems in the Linux kernel and serves as the chair of the Linux Foundation Technical Committee. It is based on a discussion of the vulnerabilities of the kernel development process held in December at the Maintainers Summit 2025 conference. Despite the distributed nature of kernel development, with over 100 maintainers working on changes in their own repositories, final changes to the main kernel branch are pushed through Linus's central repository, torvalds/linux.git. In addition to Linus, several trusted individuals have permission to contribute to the main repository, so the torvalds/linux.git repository is effectively not a single point of failure. In the event of an incident, the plan calls for a meeting of the maintainers who attended the most recent Linux Kernel Maintainers Summit to be held within 72 hours. If a summit has not been held for the past 15 months, the Linux Foundation Technical Council will determine the meeting's attendance. The meeting will discuss options for the continued management of the primary repository and collectively make any necessary decisions, such as electing a new benevolent dictator or establishing a maintainer's council. Libre PCB 2.0.0, a free PCB design automation package, has been released. Libre PCB is positioned as an intuitive package for rapid PCB design. While not as feature-rich as KiCad, it is significantly easier to use and addresses the needs of both novice and professional engineers. The program is available in builds for Linux, Flatpak, Snap, and AppImage, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows. The project's code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Libre PCB includes a project management interface, a schematic editor, a multi-layer printed circuit board editor, a data generation service for starting production, the Libre PCB-CLI command line utility for automating routine tasks like data verification and export, and a component library with navigation through a categorized tree list. An interface is available for connecting various existing component libraries, which can be added both as archives and through integration with repositories. DXF file import and export in PDF, SVG, and CSVBOM, pick and place X3/CSV, Gerber/Exelon, and STEP formats are supported. The systemd-sysv-generator compatibility layer was scheduled by Debian maintainers to be removed in Debian 13 Trixie, but the decision was postponed until the Debian 14 release. A full transition to systemd unit services is planned for the end of February 2026. The rationale for this transition is increased security for running systemd services, as well as more robust control over service startup and runtime. Furthermore, the systemd project previously announced its decision to remove support for systemv service scripts in systemd 260 and discontinue the systemd-sysv-install, systemd-rc-local-generator, and systemd-sysv-generator components. Chawan 0.3.3, a command line web browser, has been released. It uses a custom engine with CSS and JavaScript support. The project's stated goals include supporting modern web standards while maintaining self-sufficiency, simplicity, and extensibility. Chawan is written in NIM and is released to the public domain. It runs in Linux, BSD, Haiku, and macOS. Cloudflare has released Pingora 0.7, a framework for developing secure high-performance network services in Rust. A proxy built with Pingora has been used in Cloudflare's content delivery network for over 2 years, replacing Nginx and handling over 40 million requests per second. The code is written in Rust and published under the Apache 2.0 license. The Budgie desktop environment version 10.10.1 has been released, the first update to the branch that has been converted fully to the Wayland protocol. The project's code is licensed under the GPLv2. Packages for Budgie 10.10.1 are available in Fedora Rawhide and will be included in Fedora 44 and Ubuntu Budgie 26.04. Standout change is a new library that has been implemented to unify access to monitor settings across various Budgie components. This library has improved stability when switching to the GUI from the console and when connecting/disconnecting a monitor. An issue with the panel crashing when a monitor could not be detected has been resolved. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.